Sports.com.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by Racing Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. I wish our video was working because you'd see Swim in the studio doing technical difficulties. Things he's trying to fix the Ethernet situation with the video, but he, you know, it's a work in progress here. It's not Swim's fault. I'm not blaming this one on Swim. Yesterday, the phone line, we blame Swim. This one, I will not blame Swim for this. It's okay.
He's got short pants on today. Bill's going behind. They're really short.
I got some actual breaking news. You want this? It's actually not even sports related. It's entertainment related.
Okay. Is it a death?
No.
It's just a marriage. It's not a very big deal.
Just received an email from Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Okay.
Brian Morrow helped name, of course.
PBA.
We got a big concert, October 7th at PBA. Chris Stapleton is back.
Oh, wow.
The Pinnacle Bank
Arena. Now, that I want to see.
He's been here, I think, once or twice. It's been a couple years ago. He will have a special guest with him. I don't know who this person is, but Nikki Lane. Also on this tour with him, Lainey Wilson, Zach Top, and other big names. But October 7th.
Okay.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay.
PBA. Chris Stapleton.
What day is that? What is it? What's the 7th?
Let me check
Let's
it
go
out.
To that.
Yep,
give us a...
October
7th. Please don't say Tuesday.
It is a Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday.
Why is that a problem?
Well, just Tuesdays don't... inner week stuff I struggle with. You guys know that.
Wednesday.
Yeah, I'd like to be in bed by 8 to 8:15.
Yeah, no, the stool's not going to... I'm not.
Can you imagine...
This is stool. It's two-man... Go,
can you imagine that? I mean, that's not. I'm not getting home till probably 1.
I ain't doing that.
I have to sleep at the studio. I'll have to come here and sleep on the
There's
couch.
There's no way Sean's going to allow me to do that.
Sean, not with the no vacation, Sean. Yeah. Yeah. Do we need to talk to HR? There's no HR.
Me and Bill will go talk to HR.
We'll go talk to HR for you. You're getting no time off.
Stapleton, Wednesday,
October 7th.
Yeah.
The second to last stop on his tour, KCO, wrap things up on Friday the 9th.
That's days away. I mean,
yeah.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint, batteries, tools, toilet paper,
extension cords, grocery items,
hardware for my cabinets,
snack items, crackers, and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies,
toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
We're in the middle of football season.
You know,
No, we're not. No, no.
So he was here, I want to say, 2 or 3 years ago, and the tour stopped because he lost his voice after that. Like, he was here, and I think the last 5 or 6 shows, he had to cancel because he lost his vocal cords. And you can start to tell, okay, hey, he doesn't sound like it was here in Lincoln. He's like, it doesn't sound right. Something's off there. And
I want you to think about that. There. You're a performer. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes our voices are all jacked up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, man, that would be something to try to...
To do that?
Yeah, to do that. People are spending that much money to hear you sing.
Thanks for the announcement, though.
You're welcome.
That's nice.
Official prediction tonight. Ole Miss, Miami, Hurricanes, 3.5-point favorites.
I like the U. I like the U because I don't like all the stuff going on
it's a lot.
Ole Miss's staff.
I'm going Ole Miss.
Okay, you're going. Okay,
I'm going. You're going Ole Miss.
I'm going the U also tonight. Yeah.
I want the U to win. I know. I get it.
But the storyline isn't there as good.
I know. I understand that. I don't know.
We like Blue Bloods being back, though. Miami.
That's part of it. Bill, I've never been. There's something about Ole Miss I'm not down.
I'm excited to see what this is going to be like crowd-wise. I mean, Ole Miss traveling, you know, to Arizona, and then also Miami to Arizona.
What's it going to look
like? And Miami doesn't travel. That's not a crazy fan base.
Could be a small crowd.
It might not be. What's it cost to get in, Jake? Can you check quick?
It's like $60, I thought.
Yeah, that tells you everything right away.
Yeah. I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like that part of the playoffs right now.
No, it's really hard. Well,
price to get in is...
What if they had them on a Saturday, Steve?
$72 to get in. $72 tonight. Yeah.
What's it cost to get into the bowl game tomorrow night, to the Peach Bowl?
Let's see real quick. Hang on. That one will be per ESPN's app. See it on here. Come on. Where's it at?
Let's take it till 9:03.
Yeah.
Not showing it for some reason. I don't see it on here.
Oh, that's crazy.
Why is it not showing me the price?
So you guys were watching the game tonight.
Yeah, we are all watching the game tonight. We're all locked in.
Yeah.
Unlike the other game you and I missed and Bill was mad. It's rightfully so for how that thing ended.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they might have enough in the tank. Ole Miss might have enough in the tank to be able to get it done. I don't know. Like I said, it's gonna be really exciting to see what happens.
Watch Miami up front. On both sides.
Oh,
that's
good.
What it needs to look like.
They've been stout.
They're good.
That's it for us. The Drive is next. We'll see you guys tomorrow.